Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here in the Smoky Mountain Speedway pit area with the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series Feature A winners, Chris Ferguson. Chris, a little bit of a wild race, but you led all the way. Looked like you were pretty much in control. Was that how you saw it from the driver's seat?
Well, I would love to say I was in control, but I'd be lying to you. So, I lost brakes probably about halfway through. The nose rolled under, and it was plowing the last probably 15 laps. So, even though I was in control, I was out of control. So, but the good Lord kept me safe and let us, you know, keep this win. And you know, we just kind of held on there. Last 10 laps, I just, you know, luckily had that caution, because before that caution came out, I lost brakes completely. Then when we stopped under caution, I was able to get brakes back. I switched to four-wheel brake. I had a little more brake pressure, but then by the end of that nine-lap run, I lost them completely again. But, yeah, we did our best to stay in control, even though we were out of control.
How much do you have to change your driving style when stuff like that happens?
Everything. So I was entering in a little bit wider at the first half of the race before the nose rolled under. And I was really kind of making some really good ground. I think I was pulling away a pretty good bit. And then when that nose rolled under, when I would enter in wide, it was a lot choppier in the middle, higher. When I would try to enter wider, sure enough, the nose would start catching, hitting, because it was rolled under. And then when I lost brakes, then I had to just completely change my mind. I had to drive in on the bottom, push up, hopefully not hit the holes, and then make the car turn with the throttle. It was everything that you could possibly imagine. Not you didn't want to happen with 10 to go leading, and I was just like begging for the white flag the entire time. Even the white flag, I wasn't even happy.
Yeah.
When I saw the white flag, I still wasn't happy. I was like, oh my God, just one more lap. And then sure enough, if you go back and watch the video, coming to the checker, going into one, I completely lost brakes altogether. And I drove straight. I thought I was going to drive into the fence. So, but we'll take it. We'll take them any way we can get them.
I titled this article that you won the family feud. What was that like with your cousin out there?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I'm so proud of him. I tell everybody, he's got more talent than I do. He's miles ahead of where I was at his age, and he's done a really good job studying the sport and really studying the race cars, finding out what he likes, not relying on other people. One thing that we learned that took us a while to learn was that when I was coming up was, you know, I always thought that we had to have certain people help us with shocks, race cars. At the end of the day, you got to be in control of your own destiny, and Carson's figured that out early, and you know, he's going to win a lot more races than I'll ever win. He's a lot younger than me, and he's, in my opinion, he's got more talent, so I'll enjoy the times that I get to outrun him still, and but I'm just as happy when he wins as when I win. So I can't honestly, it's kind of funny to say this, but I can't wait till the day that I'm standing up there second and he's won a big one. So I don't mind that at all.
Brake issues aside and other issues, how do you feel about tomorrow?
I feel pretty good. We unloaded fast in practice, same thing in qualifying. So I think we have a shot, but it's just a long race, so you never know what's going to happen. I think, who knows what we're going to get with the track. You know, it definitely has character tonight, and I'm sure they don't want that for tomorrow. So we may come back tomorrow, and it'd be a whole different, you know, maybe it'll be like the old black slick Smoky Mountain like it was back in the day. So I'm tickled to death. You know, this car, I love my Longhorn, but, you know, I had an issue getting some parts in for it and a fuel cell, and we haven't had time to really go. We went through it. We stripped it all the way apart, but went through it, and we haven't went to go test with it. So we unloaded this Team Zero car and at the show me, and we've been running it since then. And it's fun to be back in this thing. And yeah, I'd love to see, like I said, I love boat cars. You know, I love Longhorn stuff. I think they got great race cars, but I'd love to see Scott building race cars too. So just tickled to be out here. And I think usually these cars are good in longer races, so hopefully that'll be the case tomorrow.
All right, that's tonight's Group A winner, Chris Ferguson.
Congratulations, man.
Good luck tomorrow.